My name is Alicia Plurhopoulos.
Explain what your 30-second pitch is to people about why they should vote for you on June 11th.
Yeah, Fairfax County, we are a great place to raise a family. We're a great place to headquarter your business. We're one of the wealthiest counties in the country. But with that great wealth, I think comes a great responsibility, and we can't be leaving anyone behind. I'm a law professor at Georgetown. I work with small businesses. I work with nonprofits that are trying to lift up the most vulnerable people. And I want to make sure that we can close the gap in Fairfax County. And I have the experience and the vision to do so.
So what makes you different from the other three candidates you're running against?
You know, we have a very racially and socioeconomically diverse county, and I think that I really exemplify and can bridge that gap. I'm an African-American woman. I have experienced some of the hardships that our Fairfax County residents experience, and, you know, that gives me a passion for trying to help the most vulnerable. At the same time, I am a lawyer and law professor. I have a master's. I was a real estate, a finance attorney. And so I also have the experience needed to lead the county forward.
Is there a specific issue or two that would be things that you actually do as opposed to the broader picture to make a change that would be a focus for you, say, at the start of your term?
There are two things. One is affordable housing. So every Fairfax County resident deserves the opportunity to live somewhere that's affordable, convenient, and safe. And our housing development hasn't kept pace with the growth in our county. Again, this is something that is very personal to me. I experienced housing insecurity and food insecurity when I was a child. And so many of our families are one or two paychecks away from that. So affordable and workforce housing is one of my priorities within the first year of being chairman. It's not only just a values issue and the right thing to do, but it's also an economic issue. Our businesses need an accessible workforce to continue to do business here. And the other issue would be early childhood education. We have pockets of poverty in Fairfax County where we've got 35% of students in Herndon enter kindergarten without having pre-K, 38 and 31% in Lee and Mount Vernon. And we know that when low-income students, they don't get pre-K, they're more likely to not be able to read past the third grade, they're more likely to not graduate high school, and they can struggle as adults. And so we want to make sure that we're lifting up those students and expanding our pre-K enrollment. You know, Fairfax County right now, we are leaving matching funds from the state on the table. And so as chairman, I would want to make sure that we get those matching funds and expand pre-K for low-income children, starting there, and then expanding to adopting universal pre-K.
For the first time in a long time, there's going to be, no matter who wins in the various races, major change on the Board of Supervisors. So how, as the chairman, would you kind of shape the board and get all of these new people to work in the right direction? Or how would you be able to address those challenges if they don't want to go in the right direction?
Yes. So one of the things that I do with my own clients, and I advise corporate and nonprofit boards, and I advise them on how to make them run efficiently and effectively and ethically. And so I would bring that experience to the table in getting folks to collaborate on these issues. And quite frankly, you know, we have run, the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors has been run on a consensus basis. And I think collaboration is wonderful at times, but at other times, we need to be making sure that we can move forward with just a majority vote rather than a unanimous vote, because often a unanimous vote brings us down to the lowest common denominator rather than really lifting up voices and making progress in our county.
You haven't held public office, so what should people be thinking about that you have as far as more specifics about your experience that would make you someone who could be chairman of the most populous county in Virginia?
Yeah, I'm not interested in climbing the political ladder. I'm interested in making an impact and improving the quality of life for our residents. And I'm running really, you know, to make sure that we're not settling for less. We're not asked to settle for less. And I bring a real world experience to the table that is undeniable. That is what people should be thinking about, who has both the experience and also a vision to move the county forward.
You've taught or teach classes about campaigning. How do you grade yourself so far?
Yes. So I've taught one class. Students came to me last year, and really after the election in 2016 said, you know, we want to get more involved in campaigns. So I brought in a campaign manager from Virginia, and we've co-taught this class. It's not my main course that I teach at Georgetown. But I have to say that it's, you know, it's doing it is harder than teaching it.
Understandable, I think. obviously, you know, WTOP people listen to us most of the time in the car. So is there anything in particular as far as transportation or things like that that you would want to bring up to let people know about what your ideas would be or how you'd address it?
You know, if you're sitting in a car, you know that our roads are clogged. You know that everybody in Fairfax County, quite frankly, it's hard to live in Fairfax County without a car. And so I am a proponent for, you know, increasing our bus rapid transit, increasing also our mixed use developments where you can live, work, and play, and so that you don't have to get into a car every time you want to go somewhere, increasing our use of bike lanes and making our areas much more bike friendly. Those are, you know, some of the things that we need to be doing. The other important thing is really solving that first mile, last mile problem in Fairfax County, where we have the Silver Line coming in. We have expansion potentially of the Huntington Line metro stops or area. So we have the metro rail, but we need to be able to get people from their homes to metro. That requires some creative thinking. That requires putting in those bike lanes, partnering with bike share or companies. It also requires simple things like making better paths and creating open spaces that are safe and walkable, that are lit and lighted, that people can use to traverse from their homes to the metro.
Is there anything like an issue or two that we haven't talked about or that you don't usually get to talk about with people as you're out there that you've kind of bumped up your agenda or that you want to highlight for people besides what we've talked about so far?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the climate crisis is another top priority for me, given what we're seeing in Washington, D.C., that we're not going to be getting too much help from the Trump administration on climate change, that it really falls to localities like Fairfax County to step up our game and make sure that we're reducing our greenhouse gas emissions. So 97% of greenhouse gases in Fairfax County are caused by private companies. And so I actually have experience in this. I work with social enterprises through my work at Georgetown Law, and many of them are trying to reduce their environmental impact. So, you know, I'm the only candidate in the race that's worked with the private sector on reducing environmental impacts. So I would want to create in Fairfax County a Green Business Council, where we're incentivizing our private companies to reduce their impact, environmental impact. And then want to make sure that Fairfax County, our county facilities too, are greened, and that we're bringing solar not only to our county facilities, but also to our schools.
The last and hard question, are you going to win on June 11th?
I wouldn't be in it if I didn't think I was going to win, and I didn't think I was the best candidate for this position.